come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you. Why?
You need to come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you wide.
You need to come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you. Why?
You need to come inside and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
It's raining allergy. I'm floating through the Highland Channel swerving. I'm digging on the Sheba, pulling Sheba, she be splurging. We lurking with the cone cause we be murking from the boogie. And shitting on them crabs cause they jive faking what
yeah,
you
got. Three shots in life for all night, you dig it. Kept it hot again, yada to big quiver, get hipper. Spilling coffee inside my order, Mo Eldo. Cracking satin, no never what's happening, pull a convincer. Cash straight out of comic books, catching the flurry. Keep your eye on the lower, Mr.
Cash be coming with hammers and traumas, with the Buddhists and Rugas, and shot cruisers and rovers. Diamond crooks taking it over with razors and cutters, with the sugar and butters, pimping Caesars and levers. We live for coolie hot treasures and
check
pleasures.
The queen bee, lady reed digging grace. Check the place, 3 o'clock shot, no we ain't. Fretting cop, bring it in the paint, no such thing. Blast the dynamite, sing my super fly to the Cleopatra in the casino with gold sugar. Dig my harlequin and drench you in my Donald Gons.
From bever to bever, when the Montero slide in the devil with bottles of Fosty, Spumante to tranquilize my heaven. Count seven, we getting splits and shooting sugar to the show. These Luchini to spare. Let me see your istus in the air, we're like.
Yeah, you need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you, why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you wild.
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I got you, why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Low keeps the party live. The 80 proof is leaking, got me screeching Jersey dry. We screaming cause we villains and our caliber is bringing. I'm laying in the purple rain until I see some action. We move in motionless, continuous, and that's
the bubbly pouring through me in Cleopatra's casino. Sweet back and coolie hijacking, jitterbugs a little session. Dolomites out of sight, airtight, hottest cats in the city. On the money, taking the tri-state under saucy vine. Billy Holiday and the Foxy Browns with my Harlequins a penny. Heat repellent, reflecting crystals, it's Hollywood.
Don't call it stars cause we licking Cuban cigars and sipping mo. Playing the jigger, counting the figures on the low and low. Blessing the dimes, keeping my campers on the higher flow. Living the crimes, hitting them sly for the Cinos.
Yo, Prince of the City, pouring right on the JJ's and saute. Cap Calloway and the last of the finest shots. Cyrus Crisis is coming lower with jiggers, less than zero that. Sex to low, dice to low. I tell you what, one of night vision decision underneath the silver moon. Boys from Company C, A Day, Sugar Live.
The chief, beef for Stone and Robin, Chevro, beef for midnight. The safety's off the toaster and my shadows by the moonlight. Cause natives on the levels and the lowest on the EQ. My stamina is sugar and it's love, love forever, y'all.
Yeah, you need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I get you. Why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you wild.
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, I get you. Why?
You need to come and shot and check low. Relax yourself and let the sugar low flow.
Yeah, keeps you wild.
Can't blow up. 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 Can't blow up.
For the nine
job. Can't blow up. Can't blow up.
You feel it, John?
Can't blow up. Can't blow up.
Can't blow up.
Can't blow up. Can't blow up. Can't blow up.
This is how we do, John.
Can't blow up. Can't blow up. Can't blow up. Can't blow up.
Cleopatra in the casino.
Yo, what's good with you? This is your boy Reckless in the building, coming at you with another episode of the 3 Count Podcast. And that was Camp Low with Cooley High. I love that fucking song so damn much. I love Camp Low. Like, I just fucking love Camp Low. For anybody that's interested, they released like the first of three like album series, which is supposed to lead up to their sixth album, the Get Down Brothers, but like doing some fact checking, they haven't done much of anything about it. But they still putting shit out if anybody wanted to know. I fuck with them heavy. Anyway, so this is a continuation of my top 100 hip hop albums. Oof, we're down to numbers 40 through 31. And just to give you guys a quick and shout out to everybody who's been listening to the podcast, sharing it and telling their friends about it, and really appreciating it. I'm seeing a lot more I'm getting a lot more messages from people, and it's dope. And I'm working on having an interview with a rapper out in New York soon. I've been listening to his music, trying to break it down, and he sounds like an interesting cat, man. So let's I'm gonna hold off on introducing who he is until we get everything squared away. But I am excited to have that conversation with him. So anyway. Thank you again, everybody, and let's get this going. Just to recap, the last week's was 50 through 41, and those albums were MERS with Murray's Revenge, Pete Rock and CL Smooth, Mecca and the Soul Brother, Big Pun's Capital Punishment, A Tribe Called Quest, People's Instinctive Travels and the Paths of Rhythm. 46 was Felt, a tribute to Rosie Perez. 45 was Beastie Boys, Paul's Boutique. 44 was LL Cool J Radio, and 43 was LL Cool J's Mama Said Knock You Out. 42 was Arrested Development, 3 years, 5 months, and 2 days in the life of. And 41, closing out that list, was Jay-Z's The Blueprint 2. Now, kicking off this list comes from the legendary group Run-DMC, the third studio album, Raising Hell, was the first platinum and multi-platinum album in the history of hip-hop. So you got to give these kings their flowers. In 1987, Raising Hell was nominated for a Grammy. In that same year for this album, Run-DMC was nominated for Album of the Year and won Best Rap Album at the 1987 Soul Train Music Awards. Remember when Soul Train Music Awards was like really about some shit? Like, damn. We really need to. I thought Questlove was going to do something with it. Anyway, that's a different conversation. In 2018, the album was inducted into the National Recording Registry by the Library of Congress as being culturally, historically, or artistically significant. The group's most famous single, the groundbreaking rap rock version of Aerosmith's 1975 song Walk This Way, considered as the first rap rock collaboration that brought hip hop into the mainstream. It's when Run and DMC focused their perfected eyes on the world around them that they transcend the limitations of their genre. Over a saucy Saxon piano riff reminiscent of the Coasters, the hilarious You Be Illin' follows in out of it homeboy on his appointed rounds, watching his lines to a fly girl and devouring a can of dog food. Dumb girl puts down a female peer for succumbing to the quick pleasures of drugs and promiscuity. Though they've been more specifically political in the past, here Run and DMC close with the pounding slogan, "Proud to be Black," captures their declamatory rhythm at its fiercest. Like Martin Luther King, I will do my thing, and I will say it in a rap because I do not sing. I love this. I've always loved Run-DMC. I think it's just like the old head in me. I don't know. But I didn't want to go to Walk This Way because everybody knows and it's played, but I wanted to get into something else, so here's Peter Piper.
Peter Piper, pick peppers,
but run rock,
rhyme,
Humpty
fell
down.
That's his art.
Time,
Jackie,
nimble,
what?
Nimble,
and he was
quick,
but jam,
mass mud,
faster,
Jack saw Jay's dick.
Now, little Bo Peep, Cole lost her sheep, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell asleep. And out of chillin' somewhere in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill bucket in his hand. And damn, at the stage, making out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
As I was told, everything that he touched. made my day. Like the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. He's a maker, a breaker, and a title taker. Like a little old lady who lived in a shoe. If cuts were kids, he would be you. Not lying, y'all. He's the best I know. And if I lie, my nose will grow. Like a little with a boy named Pinocchio. And you all know how to store free. Go!
Tricks up for kids, he plays much kids. He's a big bad wolf, and yo, the three bigs. He's a big bad wolf in your neighborhood. Not
bad,
meaning
bad,
but
bad,
meaning good.
There it is.
And that was Peter Piper by Run DMC. Tell me that doesn't make you feel something whenever you hear it, especially the jangling. All right, moving on. Long Live the Kane, this debut album by Big Daddy Kane, released by Cold Chillin' Records in June of 1988. It was produced by Marley Marl and established both as premier artists during hip-hop's golden age. Kane displayed his unique rapping technique while covering topics including love, Afrocentricity, and his rapping prowess. Marley Marl and Big Daddy Kane display a sparse production style, creating beats with fast-paced drums and even lightly utilized James Brown samples. Lightly. Even though he spends a good 90% of the album boasting about his skills and abilities on the microphone and cutting those of other MCs, Big Daddy Kane consistently proves himself a thrilling artist on his debut album, Long Live the Kane, one of the most appealing creations from the original new school of rap. This debut captures the Big Daddy Kane who rocked the house at hip-hop clubs and verbally cut up any and all comers in the late 80s. With his articulate precision and locomotive power, Big Daddy Kane, who became an underground legend. Big Daddy Kane, who had the sheer verbal facility and razor-clean dexterity to ambush any MC and exhilarate anyone who witnessed or heard him perform. There are missteps here, to be sure, especially The Day You're Mine, on which Kane cast himself as a lover man over a stilted drum machine and lackluster, cheesily seductive singing, offering a glimpse of the particular corner into which he would eventually paint himself. But there are also plenty of legitimate early hip-hop classics, none of which have lost an ounce of their power, and all of which serve as reminders of a time and era when hip-hop felt immediate, exciting, fresh, and a little bit dangerous, even in the figurative rather than literal sense. And when hip-hop spawned commercial tastes of the moment rather than surrendering to it, although his next album would be nearly the artistic equal of the debut, and in many ways even bettered it, Big Daddy Kane would never sound as compelling or as fresh as on this first effort. And it just wouldn't be right without bumping Ain't No Half-Steppin', because you know what it is. Yup.
Aw, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just gonna sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know? And drop some smooth lyrics. Cause it's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half-stepping. Word. I'm ready.
Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the cane, so yo, you know the outcome. Another victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC date, cause you are history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And step into me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The B-I-G-D-A-D-D-Y-K-A-N-E. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principal in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just a butter knife, I'm a machete. This made by Ginsu, wait until when you tried to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy, yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the Canes start to talk, cuz I'm the Big Daddy. So soon I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the happenstance coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, oh yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best, don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax, the climax. Relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next, the formation of words that fit. At the table, I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
I'm the Big Daddy.
Here and scare and dear a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer idea or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. Step to me. The name is Big Daddy, you know, as in your father. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation or an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's with it. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else will take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and break them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Assalamu alaikum.
And that was the great Big Daddy Kane. the great. No, nothing's been the same since he's been spitting. All right. So, for anyone who's been through a vicious cycle of weather, it is known that there is a calm directly after the storm, too. To talk about the calm, which comes after a turbulent moment, makes for a less romantic cliche. The calm after the storm is the one that is eerie. There's ruin and a cloud of silence. More about confirmation of what has happened than a signaling of what is coming. It's the difference between someone might not survive this and there are people to be buried now. On October 18th, as the rain persisted but weakened, Scarface released his third album, The Diary, into a world where no one in his home city could safely get to the store and hold it in their hands. There was a devastating storm at that time. A lot of people lost homes, lost family members, pets. It was a difficult and terrible time. By 1994, Scarface was in a position to capitalize off of his momentum, while also asking his existing audience to grow with him. His work with the Ghetto Boys was often steeped in a dark vulnerability. Scarface battled with depression his whole life, even attempting suicide in his youth. While his first two solo efforts had glimpses of this, both albums felt more like a collection of the best songs he could make at the time, without any thought of single narrative structure. The Diary set out to be different. Scarface dragged a razor blade across his wrist when he was just 14 years old because he wanted to die, or at least wanted to escape a darkness which felt endless. I'm sure a lot of us can relate. The thing about surviving an attempt to take your own life is that it's often framed as a failure, on the other side of which your responsibility to continue to endure living. I'm mostly saying that Scarface has his own relationship with death. Yes, he grew up poor and black and among violence. Yes, he knew what it was to kill as a survival tactic, but also nearly couldn't find his way to surviving himself. Scarface raps about killing is with a fine lens, with nuance and haunting detail. On The White Sheet, he raps about visualizing the mother of someone he's killed, crying in a hospital waiting room. It is a small detail, one he drops in before quickly jumping to the next image, but it is lasting and haunting. Even in violence, the scope is on the impact it leaves. This album was truly incredible, and just to get a glimpse, if you've never heard the album, I'm sure you know this joint. So here it is.
So what you gonna do when you get out of here, cat day?
Oh, no, dog, just trying to live it one day at a time, you know?
I hear you talking, man. Live it one day at a time. It ain't nothing but a thing, though, bro.
Yeah, I hear you, fool. Well, let me get up out of here. My ride out here waiting for me.
All right, cat. Take it easy, baby.
You stay up, fool.
Peace.
He greets his father with his hands up. Rehabilitated slightly. Glad to be the man's child. The world is different since he's seen it last. Out of jail, been 7 years, and he's happy that he's figured last. All he had was his mother's letters. Now he's mobile, and he's gotta make a change and make it for the better. But he's black, so he's got one strike against him. And he's young, plus he came up in the system. But he's smart, and he's finally making 18. And his goal's to get on top and try to stay clean. So he's calling up his homie who came up, living lavish. Now they dealing with the same stuff. And had that attitude that who he was worth less. And with that fucked up attitude, he killed his first man. Now it's different, he did dirt. And realized killing it meant coming up, but it still hurt. And can't nobody change this. It's 1994, and we up against the same shit. I never understood why. I could never see a man cry till I seen a man die. Imagine life at its full peak. Then imagine lying dead in the arms of your enemy. Imagine peace on this earth when there's no grief. Imagine grief on this earth when there's no peace. Everybody's got a different way of ending it. And when your number comes for souls, then they send it in. Now your time has arrived for your final test.
I see the fear in your eyes and hear your final breath.
How much longer will it be till it's all done? Total darkness, at ease, be it all one. I watch him dying when he dies, let us celebrate.
You took his life, but your memory you never take. You'll be headed to another place, and the life you used to live will reflect in your mother's face. I still gotta wonder why I never seen a man cry till I seen a man die. But your heart no longer sounds strong. But you kinda scared of dying, so you hold on. And you keep on blacking out, and your pulse is low. Stop trying to fight the reaper, just relax and let it go. Because there's no way you can fight it, though you'll still try. And you can try it till you fight it, but you'll still die. Your spirits leave your body and your mind clears. The rigor mortis starts to set, now you out of here. You start your journey into outer space. You see yourself in the light, but you're still feeling out of place. So you're standing in the tunnel of eternal life, and you see the ones you never learned to love in life. Make the choice, let it go, but you can back it up. If you ain't at peace with God, you need to patch it up. But if you're ready, close your eyes and we can set it free. Eliza, man, not scared to die, may he rest in peace. I still got to wonder why I never seen a man cry till I seen that man die.
With Scarface, I seen a man die. The song's still hold the fire. I remember the first time I heard that when I was a kid. It was something different and I didn't understand it. And my mom told me that one day I will. And sadly, she was right. All right, let's go. Let's keep it going. This next album, only proves that music truly has power. When you create something for the people and your work becomes a rally cry for the oppressed, you know you did something right. To Pimp a Butterfly is the third album from Kendrick Lamar. Between the releases of Good Kid, Mad City and To Pimp a Butterfly, Kendrick traveled to South Africa, touring the country and visiting historic sites such as Nelson Mandela's jail cell. He says that it heavily influenced the direction of this album. The album continues a nuanced dialogue about weighty topics that affect the African-American community. Releasing his album in a time of renewed black activism, Lamar's song All Right has become a rallying cry for the Black Lives Matter movement, with lyrics like, "We hate Popo, wanna kill his dead in the street for show." He makes it clear that he is supportive of the movement and the families of black men and women like Mike Brown, Sandra Bland, and Tamir Rice, who have fallen victim to police brutality in the United States. Kendrick takes his opinions further to lend his position on black-on-black crime in the song, The Black of the Berry. He criticizes himself and his community by rapping, "So why did I weep on Trayvon Martin was in the street when gangbanging make me kill a nigga blacker than me?" Some critics claim that his attitude facilitates the rhetoric that silences the Black Lives Matter movement. That's nothing further from the truth. To me, it's an observation of what we actually go through, what we see in the black community. It's crazy. I've always heard that in the black community we have PTSD. Black people in our community, we don't go and talk to anyone about our issues. We may talk to our mans and them, but we're not going to go see a therapist because that's weak. It's crazy to me because the pain that we feel, we inflict it on others just so they can feel our pain. That just blows my mind. The cycle just continues. Anyway, To Pimp a Butterfly engages in and celebrates the black music tradition. Much like the singer D'Angelo on his 2014 album, Black Messiah. If you haven't heard it, please go get that. Kendrick consciously indexes African-American musical styles of the past in a dynamic relationship of nostalgic revivalism and vanguardism. Kendrick described the release as honest, fearful, and unapologetic. It draws on funk, hard bop, spoken word, and soul, while critics also noted elements of West Coast hip-hop and the avant-garde. It's compared by CSU Fullerton professor Natalie Graham to the 1977 television miniseries Roots. While she says, Roots compresses and simplifies Black history. And Graham said, To Pimp a Butterfly radically disrupts meanings of Black respectability, heroic morality, trauma, memory. The album's immediate influence was felt as a pantheon for racial empowerment. In more than one instance, the record All Rights chorus was chanted at Black Lives Matter protests. It has soundtracked a movement that's largely due to the holistic sentiment as a siren against innumerable injustices, but it has just as much to do with the fact that it's a great hook on a ferociously catchy song. Conscious of Sound also raked the song as number one on its top 50 songs of 2015 list. The magazine's editors described the song as buoyant, festive, serious, personal, and all-encompassing. Only a song so brilliant in so many ways can earn the honor of becoming a protest song. All Right isn't about determination. It's about forgetting cold, harsh reality and hoping for something better and better. If only for 3 minutes and 39 seconds that we get it, then we have it. But thing is, we need more of it. This album sparked something in people that they didn't even realize was there. Pain. They also recognized loss. They started sharing stories. This album helped change narratives for people. It allowed white people to kind of understand what we've been talking about, and we gathered and gained more allies. It also made Black people look at themselves in the mirror, not even just pointing the finger anymore, but looking at themselves and saying, damn, I need to change shit. I need to fix shit. I need to get smarter. And I feel like this album started us on the right path. And it's only fitting that I get into the song that I was just describing. So here it is. All Right.
All's my life I has to fight, nigga. All's my life I. Hard times like, yeah. Bad trips like, yeah. Nazareth, I'm fucked up, homie, you fucked up. But if God got us, then we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. Where pretty pussy and Benjamin is the highlight. I tell my mama I love her, but this what I like, Lord knows. 20 of them in my Chevy, tell them all to come and get me. Reaping everything I sow, so my karma come in heaven. No preliminary hearings on my record. I'm a motherfucking gangster in silence for the record. Tell the world I know it's too late. Boys and girls, I think I've gone crazy. Trying to side my vices all day. Won't you please believe when I say, when you know we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Right, nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright.
What you want? You a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy. I'm your dog. Motherfucker, you can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it. I know it's illegal. I don't think about it. I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, ain't a profit big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico. I don't talk about it, be about it. Every day a sequel. If I got it, then you know you got it. Heaven, I can reach you. Pet dog, pet dog, pet dog, my dog, that's all. Big back and chat, I trap the back for y'all. I rap, I black on tracks, so rest assured. My rights, my wrongs, I write till I'm right with God. When you know, we've been hurt, been down before. Nigga, when our pride was low, looking at the world like, where do we go? Nigga, and we hate po-po, wanna kill us dead in the street for sure. Nigga, I'm at the preacher's door. My knees getting weak and my gun might blow, but we gon' be alright.
Nigga, we gon' be alright. Nigga, we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon'
nights and my prayers.
How are you not influenced? How are you not feeling that? How are you not vibing right now and thinking to yourself, God damn, I need to get out there. I need to do something. One thing you can do is vote. That's all I'm saying. All right. Next up. America's Most Wanted is the debut album from Ice Cube. You really didn't think that this album was going to make my list? Of course it was. Produced after his acrimonious split from his former group NWA, it was unexpectedly huge. A fucking smash with huge critical and commercial success. It was a defining moment in hip-hop, not just as an artist. Its socio-political conscious and gangster rap content, his songs delve into the issues of ghetto life, drug addiction, racism, and poverty. Throughout the album, Ice Cube incessantly attacks institutions for perceived or actual racist tendencies, as well as social norms which directly or indirectly allowed the oppression of those living in the ghettos of Los Angeles to continue. On Endangered Species, Tales from the Dark Side, he predicts that his neighborhood would become a flashpoint for violence before 1992's scandal over the beating of Rodney King. It takes police to task for the policies that would later lead to the LA riots that resulted. See, this man was thinking. He knew. Throughout the album, Cube takes some controversial stands referring to certain types of African Americans as Oreo cookies. An epithet implying that they appear black on the outside, but have, internally, negative white tendencies. Arsenio Hall is specifically mentioned as being a sellout. Cube also heavily criticizes R&B and hip-hop radio stations for watered-down broadcasting. The title song directly parodies the television show America's Most Wanted, alleging bias and denouncing the glee the program displays in arresting African-American men. He proved that with this album, that without him, NWA would, and eventually did, fall. This street knowledge venom with ultra-fast funk works splendidly throughout the album with every track hitting home. America's Most Wanted is timeless, riveting, and honest, and the socio-political possibilities of hip-hop. And I think we all can agree that Ice Cube is nigga you love to hate.
I heard payback's a motherfucking nigga. That's why I'm sick of getting treated like a goddamn stepchild. Fuck a punk cause I ain't him. You gotta deal with the 9LM. The day's coming that you all hate. Just think if niggas decide to retaliate and try to keep me from running up. I never tell you to get down, it's all about coming up. So what they do going down to 8K? My shit wasn't registered any fucking way. So you better duck away, run and hide out. When I'm running real slow and the lights out, cause I'm about to fuck up the program. Shooting out the window of a drop top pro ham. Well, I'm shooting, let's see who drop. The police, the media, suckers that went pop. The motherfuckers that say they too black. Put them overseas, they be begging to come back. They say we promote gangs and drugs. You wanna sweep a nigga like me up under the rug. Kicking shit called street knowledge. Why more niggas in the pen than in college? Because of that line, I might be your cellmate. That's from the nigga you love to hate.
What you gotta say for yourself?
You don't think I'm living, well, fuck you.
Once again, this song, the motherfucking psycho. Ice Cube, the bitch killer, cap killer. Yo, running through the line like brothers, no pot to piss in. I put my fist in. Now, who do you love to hate? Cause I talk shit and down the eight ball, cause I don't break. You're begging, I fall off. You cross over, might as well cut them balls off. And get your ass ready for the lynching. The mob is dropping common sense in. We'll gag in the pen, we'll shake. Hey, I get your ass faking in about a
strong enough. What niggas need to do is start loking up and build more foe. They self in the shape of the nigga you love to hate.
That was the nigga you love to hate. Be real. That's the shit. All right. Now, we're coming up on this next one. For this, I want you to think back. Think back to 1998. What was it like for you back then? What stood out to you the most? What changed you? Morphed you into the human being you've become? So many things going on at that time. I mean, we had Titanic drop that year. So did Armageddon, Godzilla, A Bug's Life, Mulan, and Deep Impact. Ass was $1.15. God damn, I know we missed that right now. Monthly rent was $619 a month. Google was founded the same year. Bill Clinton denied he had sexual relations with that woman, but then he admitted it. But for me, in 1998, I was in juvenile hall. Shocker. It is if you know me, but yeah. I was sitting in that room, surrounded by these pale blue walls in the middle of the night on my first day there, which just so happened to be my 12th birthday. I was terrified. I had seen what happens to people in jail, and even though I didn't know the difference, my mind raced to all those bad things that happened to people in this place. Fights, the terrible food, and the other shit. Death. I was terrified. Absolutely fucking terrified. I couldn't sleep. I kept crying, thinking about what I did to get here. Promise God I'll do anything to get out of this place, begging for a sign to help me, to guide me, to make me calm, to help me be still. I cried all night. Then in the morning, the radio cut on, well, the PA system cut on, and it was one of the dudes running the place, and he wanted to wake us all up, and I couldn't hear any of the words he was saying. I just wanted to die. I sat there thinking about hours earlier, when I hear the knock on my door and I'm already in bed trying to sleep. Hearing my uncle say, "Who's knocking on the door?" like they the damn police, only to open the door and see that it is two uniformed police officers coming to my door, asking if I was home and handing the warrant to my mom and taking me outside, making me put on my pants first, but taking me outside and putting me in handcuffs and reading my rights and putting me in the cop car. Looking out the window and seeing my mom just crying, seeing my brother sad and scared, seeing my uncle pissed, just seeing their pain just made me feel even more pain, and I didn't know how to handle that. I felt so responsible for what they did, what they're feeling, and even though what happened wasn't a heinous crime, it was the worst moment of my life, and I felt lost and empty, and I just wanted to disappear, because I felt like life would be better without me, you know? But then, something happened. He stopped talking and the radio started playing. And while I was laying there wishing to die, I heard these soft keys playing and this voice pop out with this beautiful hum. Then the beat drops. For some reason, my soul felt all right. This woman brought me back from the darkest place of my life. I had no words, just pure emotion, elation. I felt safe. I felt like nothing could touch me. I never heard this song before, but for some reason, it felt like I knew it all my life. I loved the song. I loved this voice. Nothing in this world makes any sense. Nothing in this world makes any sense. But this voice, this song, this person, this energy, this album felt right. It made sense. It saved me. She saved me. I loved this woman so much, I gave her my right arm. I loved this woman so much that her middle name is my daughter's middle name. Miseducation of Lauryn Hill is a timeless work of art. 20 years after its release, it's not even a debate whether or not it deserves a spot in the history books as one of the most consistent and cohesive works of art. Tracks featuring some great voices of music like D'Angelo and Mary J. Blige. It had another feature that nobody really noticed or talked about because, I mean, his sound is legendary, but Carlos Santana was featured. Songs that fill your soul from lost ones to Tell Him. This album created a vibe that went on unmatched for years. You know music lives. It doesn't just end when the last song plays. It lives. It breathes. It stays with us till we die. And even then, it lives. Music may be subjective, but its messages always have power. We're slaves to the rhythms, but the lyrics give us power. They feed our soul and soothe the madness that may live there. This album did that for me. Last year, I got to see her live, and I had literal tears down my face the entire show. No matter what's going on in my life, this album makes me feel something. It saves, it lives, it's masterful. When people speak of Lauryn Hill, you know that even though this was her one album that she put out, it was what the world needed. It made you feel. It gave you hope. It gave you life. And it answered every question that you didn't even know you had one for. Like, you're going through a breakup and you're trying to just find your way. There's X Factor. You're going through something and you're trying to find hope and message. That's something that will just lead you down the path you have to Zion. You have, if you're losing your faith, tell him. If you are in love, and take my eyes off of you. The album really has it all. Even the messages for people who are looking at materialistic gains, you know, and they're falling for those tricks. You have Doo-Wop. This album is incredible, and it certainly deserved a spot on this list. And I know a lot of people who know me know that I love Lauryn Hill. They know that they're thinking, I'm surprised this album's not in the top 10. Well, there's still a lot of lists to go. She arguably is one of the greatest of all time, and this album is insane and deserves every accolade it can get. So, that being said, I'm going to play the very song that I heard that day. Doo-Wop, That Thing. Hope you enjoy it.
Yo, back on the bully when cats used to harmonize like... Yo, my men and my women, don't forget about the dame. This is not the most the king, yo. It's about a thing, yo.
Feel real good, wave your hands in the air and lick two shots in the atmosphere.
Looking for your friend, the one you let hit it and never called you again. Remember when he told you he was about to Benjamins? You act like you ain't him, they give him a little trim to begin. How you think you really gonna pretend like you wasn't down and you called him again? Plus when you give it up so easy, you ain't even fooling him. If you did it then, and you probably can. Talking out your neck saying you're a Christian, a Muslim, sleeping with the gin. Now that was the sin that did Jezebel in. Who you gonna tell when the repercussions spin? Showing off your ass cause you thinking it's a trend, girlfriend. Let me break it down for you again. You know I only say it cause I'm truly genuine. Don't be a hard rock when you really are a gin, baby girl. Respect is just the minimum. But you still defending them now. Lauryn is only human. Don't think I haven't been through the same predicament. Let it sit inside your head like a million women in Philly pen. It's silly when girls sell their souls because it's sin. Look at where you be in. Hair weaves like Europeans. Fake nails done by Koreans. Come again. A win-win, come again. To the men, all concerned with his rims and his Timbs and his women, him and his men, come in the club like hooligans, don't care who they offend, popping yang,
like you got yang.
Let's not pretend, the one to pack pissed out by the waist, man, crissed out by the casement, still the name of this basement, the pretty face man, claiming that they did a bid, man, need to take care of their 3 and 4 kids, been the face in court case when the child support's late, money taking heartbreaking, now you wonder why women hate men, the sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen, stop acting like boys and be men, how you gonna win when you ain't right with them? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again. Yo, come again.
Come again.
That was Doo-Wop. Hope you enjoy that shit. I hope you guys revisit that album again. I really do. Anyway, this list just wouldn't be complete without one of the greatest MC and DJ collabs of all time. Well, one of the greatest duos of all time, really. Eric B. and Rakim's fourth and final album together was Don't Sweat the Technique. The album builds on the sounds of the 90s. Let the rhythm hit him. With Rakim sounding more aggressive on Eric B's jazzy soulful production. The title comes off like a warning to crews looking for a mass ass appeal. But they should also heed the words of the Punisher. A track that sends out a brutal manifesto to every rapper coming on. Rakim sounds scarier than a terrorist. And one just knows he's talking reality. And he promises that you'll never hold a mic again. This former stick-up kid may have traded in his life of crimes for rhymes. The brutality of his past life informs his loopy poetics and icy voice. Don't Sweat the Technique activates the mind. It's erotic, playful, violent, dramatic, funky, jazzy, definitely dope. Rakim's machismo lyrics and Eric B's dense jazz tracks full of acoustic bass, brass, piano, and thick drum beats painted pictures better than anyone ever. The album features more of Rakim's socially conscious lyrics. Casualties of War relates to the Gulf War, in which the United States-led military coalition liberated Kuwait following their illegal annexation by Iraq. It mentions the concept of post-traumatic stress disorder and relates to Rakim's Muslim faith. Track What's Going On relates to the crack epidemic that plagued New York in the late 80s and the early 1990s. Poverty, black-on-black crime, police brutality, and abortion. The 10th track, Know the Ledge, which originally appeared on the soundtrack of the 1990 film Juice, showcases Rakim's storytelling as he shares a first-person narrative of a neighborhood thug and drug dealer who was forced to come to grips with his violent and reckless lifestyle. The album was not supposed to be the last, but their contract with MCA was due to expire. During the recording of the album, both members expressed an interest in recording solo albums. However, Eric B. refused to sign the label's release contract, fearful that Rakim would abandon him. This led to a court case involving the two musicians and their former label. Legal wrangling eventually led to the duo dissolving completely. Eric B. has clarified that the monetary problems stemmed from labels like Island and others claiming ownership of the masters, not from any financial disputes between him and Rakim. Despite the breakup, what those two accomplished with this work will forever make them the greatest duo of all time. And as of 2 years ago, they reconciled and they decided to come back and go on tour again. They did like 17 cities. I wish they would have came up to the Northwest. Anyway, this off of Juice is Know the Ledge.
Sip the juice, I got enough to go around, and the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk, and then taught to hawk New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. Make money in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down, get strong on the island, recuperate around. Time to build my juice back up, pop stack up. Suckers get smacked up, don't doubt the clout. They know what I'm about, knocking niggas off, knocking niggas out. Shaking them up, waking them up, breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Corners trifling, cause shorty's here. I get cocked deep, living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with a crew that's deceased. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody gotta suffer, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on fees, and I do work with these like Hercules. Switch to southpaw, split your right jaw, cause I don't like y'all, I'm hyper nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a group down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness, cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Pacino, kill like De Niro. Black Gambino, die like a hero. Living on shaky grounds, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground, dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot, who cares where it goes? Just keep the casket closed. No remorse when the light.
life is lost. I paid my dues, I paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth from Mac. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I attract attention. People like to be. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops. And crazy juice, in control of many. Like I have told them many. Hang out with Smith & Wesson, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war in a shot, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge. Hoping that I know the ledge. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep it occupied for the rest of the ride, read on my resume, she know already cool, just meet me after school, we can moan and groan until your moms come home. And you'll be calling me Al Dope Capone, sweat me. She didn't want to let me loose, come get me. As if you want to sip the juice, cuss the streets to wave me. So I take my gun off safety. Cause a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up in the puddle with blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
All right, and that was Know the Ledge. From Eric B. and Rakim. It would be kind of dope if they dropped like an album or something, but yeah. All right. Mos Def and Talib Kweli, or Black Star, came out in 1998 to critical acclaim. The album title is a reference to the Black Star line, a shipping line founded by Pan-Africanist Marcus Garvey. Do you Googles. Do you Googles, kids. You Googles. The album deals with modern-day issues, philosophical ideas, and life in Brooklyn, New York City, as the two artists know it. Late jazz musician Weldon Irvin played the keys on the album's opening song, Astronomy, which interprets the word black in a positive way and contains similes such as black like my baby girl's hair. The next song and first single, Definition, is a stern response to hip-hop's fascination with death and a dedication to slain MCs Tupac and Big. As the chorus goes, 1, 2, 3, Mos Def and Talib Kweli, we came to rock it on to the tip-top, best alliance in hip-hop, Y.O. I said, 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC, they shot Tupac and Biggie, too much violence in hip-hop. The chorus is also a play on Boogie Down Productions' anti-gun song, Stop the Violence, as well as remix for P is Free from their album Criminal Minded. Child's Story is a reimagined version of Slick Rick's original, which features Mos Def cautioning overly materialistic pursuits. Brown Skin Lady is an affectionate tribute to brown-skinned women. The song encourages black and brown women to be proud of their hair and complexion, and to not be influenced by Western beauty standards. Kweli rhymes, we're not dealing with the European standard of beauty tonight. Turn off the TV and put the magazine away. Look in the mirror and tell me what you see. I see the evidence of divine presence. Thieves in the Night was inspired by author Toni Morrison's novel, The Bluest Eye. In the album's liner notes, Kweli explains that the paragraph struck me as one of the truest critiques of our society, and I read that in high school. I was 15 years old. I think it is especially true in the world of hip-hop because we get blinded by these illusions. The excerpt interpolated in the song is as follows, and fantasy it was, for we were not strong, only aggressive. We were not free, merely licensed. We were not compassionate. We were polite, not good, but well-behaved. We courted death in order to call ourselves brave and hid like thieves from life. And the version on the track is not strong, only aggressive, not free, we only licensed, not compassionate, only polite, not who the nicest, not good but well behaved, chasing after death so we can call ourselves brave, still acting like mental slaves, hiding like thieves in the night from life, illusions of oasis, making you look twice. Hands down, this album is a fucking classic and has spawned two of the most important and influential artists of our generation. And with that said, let's just keep it funky. Let's go with some Definition.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Love. go to mercy. All night, Sunday, Central. Follow me now, listen. Say hi, Dick, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Say J-Roll, yes, you're rolling hip hop. Redefinition, say you're rolling hip hop. Say Black Soul, come to Rocket Gun.
From the first to the last of it, delivery is passionate. The whole and not the half of it. Forecasting aftermath of it. Projectile and I'm blast away. Accurate assassin shit. Me and Quali close like Bethlehem and Nazareth. After this, you be pressing rewind on top your master this. Shining like an asterisk for all those that you gather it. Connected like a rent house from the townhouse to the tenements. Cause all my Brooklyn residents don't let heavy regiments. Don't believe, hear the evidence. We're Brooklyn. See that? By the ticket all, can't believe that. From where they send the tree at to where the police react. Tell them quality, equality, go tell them what we be at.
Brooklyn, New York City, where they paint murals of Biggie and Cash. We trust, cause it's get a fabulous life. Look pretty, what a pity. Blunts are still 50 cents, it's intense. Street sense is dominant, can't be covered with incense. My presence felt, my name is quality from the eternal reflection. People think your MC is shorthand for misconception. Let me meditate, set it straight. Came to the conclusion that most of these cats is featherweight. Let me demonstrate, walking the streets is like battling. Be careful with your body. You must know karate or think your soul is bulletproof like Sade. Stop acting like a bitch already, be a visionary, and maybe you can see your name in the column of obituaries. Third grade teacher reading and talking about, I knew he'd amount to nothing. Neighbors like he was the quiet type. Who'd have thought they was fronting? Talking loud like you and RCA. Get carted away with body parts and trays. What a way to start your day. Yo, it's like
1, 2, 3. Most heavens, I live quality. We came to rock it on to the tip top. Best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, I said 1, 2, 3. It's kinda dangerous to be an MC. It's shot to Pac and Biggie. Too much violence in hip hop. Why, oh,
Manhattan keep on making it, Brooklyn keep on taking it, so relax with the gimmick back, Red Hook where we're living at, plenty guys be struggling and hustling and bubbling, it ain't about production and what is we discussing, when the cock crows my crop grows, enable me to rock flows, striving for perfection ever since I was a snot nose, colossal, true original B-boy apostle, standing on a rooftop with the Zulu Gestapo,
you think you the shit, somebody in the wings will force you to quit, it could be your crew, a click, or some random kid you smoke Buddha with, consider me the entity within the industry without a history. You're spitting the epitome of stupidity. Living my life, expressing my liberty. You gotta be done properly. My name is in the middle of equality. People follow me and other cats to hear them flow and assume I'm the real one with the lyrics like I'm Cyrano.
Still sipping with your well water imported from Pluto. 360 milliliters for all the believers in miles of kilometers. Most cats cannot precede us in the jungle with the leaders. We the lions, you the cheaters. A cypher who complete us as we come through your receivers. You can play us and repeat us and then take us on readers. Jesus, most deaf and quality, just make a pussy freeze up, think it over, ease up.
1, 2, 3, most deaf and talent quality. We came to rock it on to the tip top, best alliance in hip hop. Why, oh, I said 1, 2, 3, it's kinda dangerous to be an MC. This shot to Pac and Biggie, hold your head when the beat drop. Why, oh.
All right, and that was Definition by Black Star. Come on, tell me you not. Tell me. Oof. Anyway, we're getting to our last two, y'all. And when you talk about some of the greatest groups in hip-hop, Tribe Called Quest is on the top of most of hip-hop purists' list. Midnight Marauders is the group's third album and arguably one of their best. Coming on the heels of the Low End Theory, the album was highly anticipated. Boasted by their raised profile, award tour became the group's highest charting single to date. And helped land the album in the U.S. top 10. Lyrically, the album benefited from even more confident verbal interplay between Five Dog and Q-Tip, used to its fullest on songs like Electric Relaxation and Oh My God. Opening song, Steve Biko, Stir It Up, is named in honor of the slain South African human rights activist and revolutionary Steve Biko. Some of the other topics on the album are police harassment and nocturnal activity, religious faith, and hip-hop. Musically, Midnight Marauders built upon many of the ideas present on the Low End Theory, although the results were noticeably different and the music was more immediate, whereas Theory had been an exercise in subdued minimalism and simplicity. Groups found on Midnight Marauders are mostly tempo and full of charging drums, suave bass lines, melodious riffs, complimentary horns, and catchy hooks, all derived in an efficient 50-minute time frame. The intermittent voice of a tour guide, the titular Midnight Marauder, also serves to add further cohesion to the album. Standout on this album is the classic joint Electric Relaxation. To this day, it's still my favorite joint to get down to. Always chill. Still the best line comes from Fife. If my mom don't approve, then I'll just elope. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture. Well, you know I can't spit, but we'll do better.
He got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, or Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the jam that we could get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got BBD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. Perceptions on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. Relax yourself, girl, be set to him.
Stretch out your legs, let me make you fall. Drive you insane, drive you up a wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the Ave and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of poontang until it stinks. You could be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. What? But hun, you got the goods like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yap. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just elope. Let me save the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy he fight for the extra P. Stacy Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the abstract is really so on ice. The character is of man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set to him. 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 Relax yourself.
All right. And we are coming in on the last. The last song on this list. Ending this list this week is the debut album from D.O.C. No One Could Do It Better, dropped in August of 1989. Idolizing East Coast acts such as Run DMC and Public Enemy, the D.O.C. always showed more of a lyrical style, not talking about guns, drugs, and violence. The album received a parental advisory sticker because of the final track on the album, the grand finale. Most of the songs were influenced and sampled from funk artists such as Marvin Gaye, Parliament, and Funkadelic. But one track in particular was influenced by other genres. Excuse me. Beautiful But Deadly, a rock hip-hop track influenced by Run DMC with a heavy guitar riff throughout the song. It borrows from Funkadelic's Cosmic Slop. One. And in comes the two to the three and four. One of the most sampled in rap history, ranks right up there with some snippets from Bismarcky and Slick Rick. The bass line was so mind-numbingly dope, it got jacked 1,000 times or more. Ba-boom, ba-doom, ba-boom, ba-doom. It's mesmerizing, it's hypnotizing. DLC starts spitting over the track with his slight hint of reggae style. It's like someone cast a line and the fish hook landed straight in your ear. Caught. You can't escape it. Let me cut right to the chase here. Nobody was spitting like this in 1989. The only people who might even come close are KRS-One, Kane, or Cube on a good day. Maybe Kool G Rap. That's not to say he was the most powerful orator or most influential MC. Guys like Chuck D and Rakim held that title. When you look at how DOC constructed his lyrics, though, it's as if you were standing behind Picasso watching him paint a masterpiece. And to give you a glimpse of that and to close out this week's episode, here is It's Funky Enough.
Y'all ready for this?
Turn your goddamn speakers up.
One, and in comes the two to the three and four. Then I drop the beat I have in store. Lay the lyrics on the top like a rug. Make it sound smooth and later make a dub. Enunciate well, so that you can tell. I am not illiterate, no, not even a little bit. Nothing like an idiot. Get it? You want the record? Cool, I'm with it. Let the rhythm take you. Shake it cause it makes you. As I turn the knob to the door, you escape through. Like a nut, don't be a punk, and I let it play, cause dress ain't funky enough. Rasta. It's getting funky. Watch the smooth lyrics that take place. If you want another reason why it must be funky, yo, I am not a jackass. So I will play the game like it should be played. Drop the funk and do the mix so the bass will never fade. Ship it to the stations in your jurisdiction. Brothers say I'm dope and the others think I'm bitching. No crowd can avoid the D-O to the C. When I'm P-E-O-R-4-I-M-I-N-G on the stage. See the simple fact is I am dope and known. I rock a funky beat without a court. So here is my conclusion. You will enjoy the fusion. And I will ascend with the style that I am using. Knowing that it's tough. Hip-hop music, so check it. Listen to the kick, popping with a click, and with no rehearses, I'm dropping funky verses. Stupid with the bitch, with the thing that you are relying on. You love it when it battles, is the fact that I am buying on suckers. Never come close, cause of knowing. There's no stuff in the dock when I am flowing, but in the event, someone would try to juice this. Stop him in his tracks, show him that I am ruthless. I don't give a damn, don't think that I am joking, cause I don't think he is funny when you're messing with my money. And stick with tell me this. You gotta stop him, but with no frills. So I just drop him, continue with the rhyme, and make sure I get mine with no static, cause it's over. Now send G to get my nine, but lessons have been learned. Now I get it all, I'm fun and let it play. When the people say, Trey, oh, you're not funky enough. To the sea. I need a break so I can check around. See who the hell that is sitting down. I want all chairs off the floor. And if he stands to the wall, show him the door. And I'll kick in the beat to give you something to rock to. Now go non-stop to not to look at the clock. You perceive, but can't believe you're being taken. Why be so cool, you start shaking and shivering. Cause I'm delivering the answer. Haven't seen if you're a hell of a dancer. You tried sitting, but it just won't work. Cause the beat is so rough. So tell me, tell it, don't be funky enough. Help of the Dr. Dre, kick it. Let's get funky on the mix now, right?
funky on the mix now, right? Let's get funky on the mix now, right? Let's get funky on the mix now. Hey, put it in the middle, and drop it on the one.
Yo, that was the DOC. Thank you so much for tuning into this week. Oh man, it's getting close. We are almost to the end, y'all. We're almost to the end. I hope you guys enjoyed this week. Hope you guys enjoyed this list. Thank you so much for tuning in and checking me out for another episode of Reckless Effect Podcast. Man, I'm tired as fuck, and I'm about to go the hell to sleep. Got a lot going on. So anyway, share with your friends, continue to listen, share the podcast, follow me on Instagram, Reckless Effect, follow me on Twitter, The Rex Effect. I'll be replying to people from out of nowhere, so just hit me, and I'm out. Peace.